Hello, and welcome to the Money Moxie Daily Podcast. And today I'd like to share an exercise that will help you turn your money lead to your money gold. It is short but sweet and very powerful. So just take a moment to get settled and centered, grounded and relaxed. And connect in with the core of your being. And ask yourself, what is one money belief that might have been blocking you from receiving all the abundance that you desire? Just choose the first one that pops into your head. And me personally, reaching back into my own history, the main money belief that popped in was, I can't afford this. And so we're looking at these neutrally, not judging them, and not accepting any negative energy or heavy burden that this belief system may have caused at one point or another. We're just looking at the belief in a neutral manner. And once you have your belief, I want you to pause this recording briefly and just write down the sentence that popped into your head. For instance, for me, it was, I can't afford this. For you, it could be anything that popped in. It could be, I don't deserve money. I'll never be as rich as those millionaires out there. Or, you know, whatever it is that popped in for you is fine, is perfect for you. And once you have your sentence written down, I want you to look at it and see how you can take it and change it to read the exact opposite of what it reads now. For instance, for me, if mine is, I can't afford this, the exact opposite of that would be, I always have plenty of money for anything that I desire, or to pay for anything that I desire. There is always more than enough money to cover the cost of anything that I desire to bring into my life. I know that's a long sentence, but for this, you know, you can make it as short and sweet as possible. If your belief was, say, I don't deserve more money, the exact opposite of that would be, abundance is my birthright. I deserve all that I desire. So really, really shifting, just going straight for, you know, whatever's been holding you back, and just immediately shifting that by turning it on its head. Because really everything is one. So every negative belief system has the flip side of the coin. So in this way, our most negative and quote-unquote unhelpful belief systems, or beliefs, ingrained beliefs, there you go. each one of these is actually a little piece of gold if we just look at it and shift it with our perception. Any ingrained belief that's been blocking us or keeping us from allowing more money flow into our life is actually the very tool that can shift into this beautiful golden fountain of abundance pouring in. I would love to hear how this goes for you. And once you have your positive affirmation that is the exact opposite of the original negative belief, write that down and make that your mantra or your daily affirmation. And the number that always comes to me for affirmations is to say them 8 times a day for at least 21 days. So I would post it, write it on post-it notes and post it in every room in the house, post it where you're often going to be standing and looking at something like the bathroom mirror or above the kitchen sink or on your computer screen. And just say them out loud every time you see them. Because when we use our own voice, our voice is a healing tool. When we use our own voice and bring in the vibration of the new positive affirmation or mantra, we are actually shifting our energy around money or around anything that we're affirming at the time. So let me know how this goes for you. I'm really excited to hear. Have a wonderful day. I appreciate you.